All right. Good morning to everyone I haven't spoken to. So glad you guys have joined us this morning. It is early Monday morning, well, the second day of the week. For some, the first day of the week. And we're just grateful to have this opportunity to share with you once again. This is a real blessing. It keeps me grounded, keeps me fresh and alive. And so I appreciate you guys blessing me with your presence and your attendance on this morning. A woman bought a car that was loaded with high-tech options. There were more buttons and gadgets in the car than any car she previously owned. She said that sitting behind the wheel of her car for the first time was like sitting in the cockpit of an airplane. One day she was driving the car and it started to rain, and as she searched for the windshield wipers, she turned a knob and instead of the wiper starting, a message flashed across the dashboard. It said, "Drive the car in 360 degrees. She had no idea what that meant. So when she got home, she read the manual. She learned while trying to turn the windshield wipers on, she had accidentally turned on the internal compass of the car, and the car had lost its sense of direction. To correct the problem, the car had to be driven in a full circle pointed north, and then the compass would reset. My sisters and brothers, each time we gather to worship, we are resetting our internal compass. We reset to reorientate ourselves to the pathway of righteousness from which we may have veered just a little on the past week. And in worship, we revisit our faith and remember who God is and the direction in life God has called us to walk. I came to Atlanta in 1981 to attend Morehouse College. I was young and excited and ready to learn whatever I could about my faith. But when I started attending classes on religion and the Bible, I was rudely awakened to the fact that they were not teaching the Bible and the religion the way I thought. On the first day of the Old Testament class, the professor walked into the room and said, "Now all that stuff you learned in Sunday school, you leave it at home. It has no place in this class." And to make a long story short, about midway through the semester, me and many of my friends began to seriously question what we believed. I really began to question a lot of things about my faith and the Bible, and I was in kind of a faith crisis. Studying the Bible in college and seminary are academic endeavors. It has nothing to do with spirituality and faith. And I don't say that as if it's a bad thing. I think it's a good thing, a necessary thing. It's necessary for it trains the mind and teaches future leaders how to think. But it does nothing for the soul. The only thing that kept me close to God was Sunday morning at the Antioch Baptist Church North in Atlanta, Georgia. There I'd walk into the sanctuary and hear the sounds of the saints singing, deacons praying, the sisters shouting, the glad faces of the worshipers praising God, and the timely messages, oh, the timely messages from God, from Reverend Cameron Alexander. That was exactly what I needed to reset my soul and feed my spirit. I don't know how any of you feel, but I need the church. I need the church so that I might stay grounded in my faith. I need the church to continually remind me of my relationship with God. I need the church and her spirit to feed my soul with the soul-satisfying bread from heaven. It's so easy to drift away. It's so easy to forget the lessons from heaven. It's so easy to dismiss the small and trivial sins that we commit. It's so easy to lose faith and to give into the pressures of life. But it was during my time in college that I learned the urgent and importance of Paul's admonition to not forsake the assembling of ourselves together. For church was for me then, as it is now, an oasis in a desert of sin. Without it, my soul would shrivel and die. What about you? Let's pray. God of life, giver of love, God who gives direction, God who speaks timely messages, God who loves us beyond our capacity to understand, the great God of our Father, oh God, we thank you for the blessings of this day. We thank you for this very moment that you have given to us to reflect, to position ourselves, and to reset and reorient our minds so that we might continue our walk of faith with you. We thank God for the relationship that you give to us. We thank you, God, for the openness in which you share your entire self with us. We thank you, God, that you give us the ability to choose just how much of you we will receive into our lives. And we thank you this morning and pray, O God, that you would fill us with your Spirit and fill us with your Word. We're grateful, God, for participants together in this journey so that we don't have to walk alone. Yes, a family of love whose tie is stronger than blood, but we are connected to your heart and we together move forward to that place where we will enjoy eternity together with you. We thank you for right now. We thank you for this moment, for in this moment eternity reigns. In this moment, as we are in your presence, we are in the presence of a forever God. We are in the presence of the Creator God, and we now live in an eternal moment that will eternally bless our lives. We thank you, God, for the encouragement that we find with each other. We thank you, God, that we are ready now in preparing ourselves for the possibility of this day. And we pray, O God, that we might rise to the challenges of our faith. We don't know what this day will present to us, God, but we're ready. And we are able, for we can do all things through you. Through darkness, we can burst through into the light of the day. Through heavy burdens, we can find strength to continue to walk on. In the sweltering heat of temptation, God, we can find the cooling, air-conditioning presence of your Spirit because you have already made a way, the way that leads to life, the way that brings contentment, the way that helps us to go through this wilderness and find an oasis of peace. We thank you, God, for your continual and consistent love, and that you make good on all of your promises, particularly when you said you will never leave us or forsake us. We thank you for right now. We prepare our hearts and minds for this day. We carry ourselves with you and for you. Bless everyone on the line and everyone who hears this message. We ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. All right, my brothers and sisters, so good to have you with us. We pray that this gives you a little motivation and a little boost as you move forward on your day.
Amen. I appreciate that message.